What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's a pretty hectic few days. Got Tony in place and traveled up here with the team, and I just needed a couple days.
That's Mike Elias talking about why he didn't speak right after the Brandon Hyde firing, saying he needed a couple of days. As some people have pointed out, the players didn't get that. The people that were left behind didn't get that. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting because I don't know that people would look at Baltimore media and compare them to like how aggressive it is in New York, right? I'm not saying anything negative about the guys here. It's just a little bit more laid back. And I feel like we've seen some of the writers be a little bit more aggressive because he wasn't there. And it's like, is it being a GM for the first time and firing the manager you didn't know you should be there? Like, wasn't expecting it? Was this something that the owner forced him to do? Because honestly, that's what I think it was.
Different points you made,
though. Okay, go ahead.
Was he forced to make the move on Hyde by the owner, but he didn't know he should have a press conference, was the second point.
I'm not saying that he didn't know. I'm saying, is that a reason why he didn't show up? Because, like, he's never done this before?
It better not be.
It's weird that
from. Whatever profession you're in, you see what people do. I mean, you could be a guy sitting waiting for a bus right now. You've seen owners and GMs get up when they have a big event. You let go, a star player, a manager, somebody like that. It's like they get out in front of the camera. They'd say, I told you, my advice was get your good news out fast, get your bad news out faster.
Yeah.
That's how you do it.
And usually you get the – see, there was a Friday game, right, and then he got fired, and then Saturday morning it came out. Because we always hear about bad news gets delivered on Friday nights when most people aren't –
news cycle.
Yeah. All right, well, do you think you can win back the fan base? Or do you think he's lost them?
I can win them back. I mean, winning cures everything. If all of a sudden they make a sharp starboard right turn, they're like, okay.
Well, you just asked, do you think it's going to be a 100-loss season to me?
Right.
You asked me about a 100-loss season. Is that a possibility? And of course it is. If this keeps going the way that it has been going, do you think Mike Elias survives the season?
If they lose 100 games?
No, I'm saying if it's
scenario?
It looks like they're dead. They just keep losing. I don't care if it's 100 games, 99, 110, whatever. I'm saying if it keeps going like it is now, he can't survive the season, right?
I don't think so. Yeah. I talked to you on the break. I mean, if they play 500 baseball from now on.
Was it 72 games?
They'll win 72.5 games. 72 games. 73 games. Whatever you want to say.
Yeah.
They'll win 73 games. That's 500 baseball, right? Currently, they have a .319 winning percentage. That's a huge leap for them to hit 500.
They lead the league in strikeouts, but not with their pitchers.
Right. Yeah.
They lead the league in the worst hitting team with runners in scoring position. It's like, don't go to second because you won't get home.
Lead the American League in negative point differential, run differential, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's just ugly. All right, let's take some callers here.
They've lost eight in a row, by the way.
It's just ugly. Let's go to Kevin in Ellicott City. Kevin, what's up, man?
What's going on, fellas?
What's happening?
You know, a few things. The one part he said about, like, venturing down all the avenues, you know, that was what the owner had said when he kind of took over the team and so on. But, you know, as a fan of this team, I'm not a big fan of Mike Elias at this point. I feel like he played chicken little with the media. I mean, you guys and people like Cordell worked their butts off to get the information first, and you ducked all those folks. I just think Mike Elias will tell people whatever he has to save his job, as opposed to where Buck and even Hyder were real honest with the people. That's why I'm not in his corner.
All right. Kevin, appreciate it, man. Kevin's been calling in, talking about the O's for a long time, and I know some people are souring on him. Believe it or not, I still haven't. Like, I think he's been amazing in the draft. You do have questions about free agency and what happened in this offseason. Mm-hmm. Like, initially, when I was looking at it, I didn't like the big contracts the other guys got, but we kept talking about the ancillary pieces. Like, why weren't you talking to a Sean Manaea, even though that didn't work out appropriately with his injury?
It's just, and I can't disagree with him, you know, Mike. It's his opinion. Opinions can't be wrong because I mean, that's not an outrageous opinion to throw out there. I get it. Like,
yeah,
you know, I'm with you. I feel like I've had good relationship with Elias. I do believe when he speaks. And I even believe, like I said, when we had him on and said that, you know, Hyde wasn't in danger. It's not him. And 4 days later, he's fired. I just don't think he would say that knowing he's, you know.
That's why I think the owner fired
him. Yeah, he's got him in the crosshairs.
Like, people can say what they want. We've had Elias on a ton of times. And the one thing I've always felt about him is that he didn't talk in circles or try to navigate things. If you asked him a question, he gave you the answer. If he didn't know the answer, he said he didn't know. Like, I always felt like he was very straightforward in that sense.
He didn't have the Dan Duquette laugh.
When I told Dan Duquette, I said, hey, if the Orioles win the pennant, you and I are going rollerblading through the Inner Harbor. And he'll It's so funny. All right, let's go get Marcus in Baltimore. Marcus, what's up, man?
How are we doing, guys?
Good.
I'll say scared money don't make money. Like we had all these pieces to do all this stuff, to make all these trades, and he was just like, I don't know. I don't know if I should do that. Like, the goal is to win. Like, all these guys aren't going to grow up here. Like, they're just not. Like, you keep your core pieces, your most talents, your Gunners, your Adleys, your Jackson Holliday. Everybody else is for sale. You keep cornerstone pieces to make everything good. Like, Kyle Bradish, I think he has ace stuff, personally. Once Grayson Rodriguez kept not being able to stay healthy, all right, you're out of there. Let's see what we can get for you. You know what I mean? Like they're adults. This is a business. This is a business in which winning gets you more money. Like, scared money don't make money. Yeah. I just think he played around with scared money.
Yeah, my man Young Jeezy said that. Thanks, man. That's Marcus. I mean, look, there's a lot of good points there. The one thing I do want to say is, like, looking at the way that things have went in the offseason, wondering if he is still here, how does that change moving forward? Because what I don't want is the knee-jerk reaction to just go out and try to grab whatever you can now.
Right.
It still has to be the right deals. And and I do believe this, whether you want to get into it or not, I think he had the business model to make this team just like the Rays when the Angeloses were here. And then all of a sudden, it's like, oh, we got an influx because they would have never made that trade for Corbin Burns on a one-year deal with the Angelos. It just wouldn't have happened.
No, definitely not.
And then they had the opportunity to do it again this year with Dylan Cease, but it's not a game you want to keep playing, although Dylan Cease is a free agent in the offseason, so if you really have that interest, you can go grab him. But they really need to find a couple of guys to just bring in and be a part of this rotation. The sad part is, what if they had a good rotation? The hitting still sucks right now.
Terrible.
And there's like... I don't know that there's a great reason why that is. Like,
is it
approach? Are you trying to ambush too much? Are you getting caught in between?
Well, Molesky brought up a good point that I've seen. Where Adley, he lets these first strike pitches come in. First pitch strikes are killing him.
You know what happened? Because he takes pitches and he takes that first pitch strike, he needs to flip the script and start jumping on those first pitch fastballs, because the model's out to say, oh, he's not swinging at the first pitch. Get ahead 0-1.
And that's what's happening.
So, and as a catcher, like, I'm just surprised. He works a lot of counts. He's got a great eye. And I was saying something to you that this past week in Major League Baseball, umpires missed 1,008 calls. 1,008, guys. You know, you look at those things and how bad it's been officiating, but it's still the same thing with Adley. Like, even when he's right as far as the strike zone goes, because he's got a great eye. I think he's got one of the best eyes in baseball.
He does. Stats bear that out, yeah.
But if you're getting behind in counts all the time, now you have to guess. Now you're trying to work on certain fouling pitches off. It's way more difficult to hit in pitcher's counts than it is in hitter's counts.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's why they're called that way. So, all right, more phone calls. Jeff, hang on. We'll get to you. 410-583-1057. Can Mike Elias win the fan base back? We want to hear from you.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ultimately, I think this is something that, as we look at our underperformance, you know, we decide to make the move to pursue a different coaching voice and try to get these players back on track, because this has been really frustrating. This is a really good group of players, and these young position players have played so well for so long together, and we haven't seen that to the degree that we want for a while now.
That's Mike Elias. I mean, I think there does have to be, or you should have, a mixture of, you know, vets and young guys, and having all these young guys coming up, maybe it was a sign that you should have moved something. But I'm not the guy that sit here and say, you got to trade something just for the sake of trading it. There are a lot of people that wanted them to trade Jackson Holiday last year.
Yeah.
And I think you guys were insane just because he started off slow. It's like, it's baseball. Weird things happen. And I went through this, Ed, talking about, like, Roy Halladay. Mm-hmm. If you based him upon his first 2 years in the league, you go, that guy has no business pitching in Major League Baseball. He's a Hall of Famer now.
Mm-hmm.
It takes time.
Nolan Ryan.
I mean, all of it's part. We just brought up Dylan Cease. Yeah. As a gambler, I used to attack Dylan Cease in every single start, and then he turned the corner, and you're like, oh, now I see why they kept trotting him out there. Because he was getting hit hard left and right, and, you know, things obviously changed. So, I went through this whole thing with the prospects where Basayo is considered an untouchable. Like, they're not moving him for anything, in my opinion. I thought Jackson Holiday was an untouchable, and even though I love Kobe Mayo, I thought he was the one guy they might move, although I didn't want to see it happen either. Just because I feel like people said, if you know you have something special, then you don't move it. That's what all these guys are talking about. And then they go, but I would trade Kobe Mayo. I'm going, well, how do you know they don't think they have something special in him? Because he went 0 for 30 in his last 30 at bats. It's kind of incredible to me. But I do think it's frustrating for a lot of fans out there to see where this team is and can't believe that this is happening. I was even saying to somebody else, like, I love what I do. I love coming in and talking sports. I hate talking about a bad baseball team.
It's very tough. It really is. No joke.
Look, you know you're going to have losses. And when I say bad, I mean like this bad. Mm-hmm. You have a mediocre team that's middle of the pack. I mean, that's what the Orioles had been to below that for a long period of time. I mean, I've done radio for 25 years in this city. God, I'm old. 25 years in this city. And then you go back and look at all the years we had. We've had 7 or 8 good years mixed in there over the past 25. And good might be a stretch to a degree.
Yeah.
Like these last 2 years of getting to the postseason, winning the AL East.
Haven't gone to a World Series.
No. And they've gone to one, ALCS. And then I think they gave up 3 runs in 4 games and lost all of them. I know that doesn't make sense, but that's how bad it was. They couldn't score losing all these close games to the Royals. So, yeah, I think there's a lot that has to happen here moving forward. And we have some callers that want to chime in about Mike Elias. Can he win the fan base back? Let's go to Jeff in Middle River. Jeff, you're on the Fan.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Yep. Kind of going back to Jeremy's point about, the winning percentage and if that carries over, into the rest of the season. If we're in the 300s by the end of the year, it's pretty obvious that you got to move on from Mike Elias.
Yep.
So how do you give him the trade deadline if that is the ultimate move? I think we've seen his trades. I love Eflin. I thought that was a good move. But other than that, it's really been a bunch of head scratchers. And how do you give a guy the opportunity to, we're at a pivotal point with this franchise. Like, but if you're going to move on.
I'd go back to, I wouldn't say it's a bunch of head scratchers because even the Eflin move, like people are still upset over the whole Stowers trade and giving up too much to go get Trevor Rogers. But he did find Yennier Cano and Cade Povich in a trade. They said he was crazy for moving Javi Lopez when you had Felix Bautista there. And then there were some other smaller trades that he made that have worked out. And I'd even throw the Corbin Burns trade in there. People may not consider it a success, but they still got another first-round pick coming up in the draft.
Right. And yeah. And I think, it's more so, if you're going to bring in new front office guys, they're obviously going to have different opinions on, everything that Elias has done. Maybe not completely, but they're going to come down to a really, really interesting decision when we get close to that trade deadline to be like, do we give him that another opportunity here to change it and maybe save his job? Or is it toast? And, by the trade deadline, we're even worse than we're at now. I don't even know if that even does anything to make a difference,
Yeah, I mean, you got to consider it, too, because Mike Elias is going to be making the draft. And I think it's a good thing if he's making the – thanks for the phone call, Jeff. Great points. If he's making the picks at the amateur draft, if he is making the decisions on who to trade and who not to trade at the deadline, like, they should be going up to Zach Eflin going, hey, man, like, do you want to be here? Because, like, we'd love to have you here. Or is there a chance that at the end of the year you want to go back to Florida, whatever it is? Mm-hmm. I don't know why that rumor is so strong that he's so he's family oriented and loved being.
I don't know
Florida.
Why it is either,
but
maybe it's true. I mean, we heard about Burns with Arizona, so maybe it is true. I don't know.
Let's grab Chris in Baltimore. Chris, you're on the Fan.
Good morning, guys. So I guess I'm going to look at this like a Rubik's cube. What is it? The combination? Is it the management? You got new owner. Is it the player combination? Like, Jeremy, you're a betting guy. Like, how would you look at this if you were betting?
I mean, it's hard. Like, it's not one singular person's fault. And I think most people, if they're going to blame somebody, they're going to blame Elias for what's gone wrong. Like, all these injuries, nobody expected this could happen at this moment. And even the same thing when going into the offseason, there were some swings and misses in free agency. There's no question. But if you weren't going to trade any of your prospects, you need to do your due diligence and try to work some packages. Mm-hmm. You got to be willing to move somebody if you want to get something. You move something for something. That's the way it's always gone in this league. But I fully believe that they don't want to be the team that trades away Fernando Tatis Jr. for James Shields. Because everybody's like, oh, you got to go get an arm. Got to go get an arm.
Yeah.
And it would have been great to have Tarik Skubal here, but pitching wasn't the problem in the postseason. It was hitting.
It's hitting for hitting sure. Again.
Chris, appreciate the phone call, but
the hitting now is the problem.
And by the way, even in now it's changed, but all the way up until this losing streak, Vegas still thought their algorithm, still thought the Orioles were a good team. They were favored on the road in certain situations. They even being favorites at home over the Nats as big as they were and how bad that went. Now it's kind of turned where people are realizing that this team is just kind of dying right in front of our eyes. and things are ugly. And now I think that's changed to a degree where you're going to see them be an underdog for a good portion of the rest of the year.
Oh, how could you not?
I mean, but it took a while to get here, though. So, like, when I'm looking at it, I'm going, okay, there's still a chance to turn this around. Ain't no chance now. It's dead.
I don't see it.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.